This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Yes, I have a couple of ghost stories, but the one I have was when I was young. I was 17 years old. I lived in the city, and I'm Native American. My aunt took me back to the reservation. I drove my aunt's car. I took off with it after they had started drinking, and I took off with the car and was going to go to the next big town because the reservation towns are real boring. So I got in the car, old-time station wagon, started driving, and I heard something in the back of the station wagon, and it sounded like somebody moaning like they were in pain, and I could hear the windbreaker, like someone's coat, the windbreaker, moving in the back seat, and I thought somebody had crawled in the car and was passed out, you know, on the reservation. So I kept going, and when I heard that, I stopped, I pulled over, and I opened up the car door. I walked around the car, left the car door open so I could see in because it was pitch black out there on a country road. So I started to get scared because I looked around the car, walked around the car, there was nobody in the car. So I got back in this old station wagon. I guess I kept going. And all of a sudden, I heard that moaning again, like, oh, ooh, like somebody was in pain. And the windbreaker, like they were trying to move. And this time, I stepped on the brakes. I was gonna step on the brakes, but it started to, it was like something pulled at the wheel and started to pull me into the curb. And then I stepped on the brakes instead of going down into the ditch. There was no curb, I'm sorry, because we're out in the country. I went down started to go down into the ditch, and it was pretty scary. I got out. I was shaking. I knew I had to go back because something was telling me not to keep going on. And, you know, we have a lot of spooky stories on our reservation. But anyway, I told my aunt about this story, and she told me that her car was haunted, that several people had seen somebody in the rearview mirror, a man sitting in the back seat. They could smell the smoke of the smell of cigarette. Another story I have is my mother, who was born in 1936, and she was a teenager. She was living on the reservation. In South Dakota, she had heard about this, her cousin's story about how he had run out of gas. So they were teenagers, so they were probably in the 40s, 50s, had run out of gas. So he pulled up in this dirt road and waited for the morning time because the next light they could see, the nearest light he could see was quite a ways away. So he waited and got it, you know, put his jacket over he covered himself up with his jacket, and all of a sudden he could hear thunder, like, you know, horses coming at him. It sounded like thunder, you know, but they were horses. He looked up and he could see these white horses, and on the white horses were, looked like the Grim Reaper. They had capes on, and they had holes where their eyes should be, and he got scared, so he covered himself back up, and they rode around the car, and they hit on top of this car. They kept banging on the car all night long until sunrise. It was almost starting to get daylight. He was so scared. He kept praying, and he was scared, and they took off when the sun started to come up, and my mom told me that, you know, he had told everybody the story, and then he died 2 weeks later. I am now listening to your Real Ghost Stories Online, the podcast, Did a Child Talk to a Ghost? And I'm waiting to hear about the child. I want to hear some of these. I'm going to put this on my favorite podcast, but I have a lot of ghost stories. I almost died when I was a child, so I have a lot of ghost stories. My phone number is 720-629-5309. I think I called one time before because your number is in my phone. But I have a lot of ghost stories that, you know, I have told other people, and I have been on the podcast before telling my ghost stories. I've lived in haunted houses. I have seen apparitions, things thrown across the room. After my son passed, the Christmas tree fell out of the closet, you know, and no one was in there. It was pulled out of the box, you know, a miniature Christmas tree. And I know that was my son because he loved Christmas, and I don't think he wanted me to take the tree down. My son has been gone 7 years. I have dreams where I see my son in my dreams, and in our way, in our culture, we believe that they come to visit us in our dreams. I had a dream about my foster mother before she died. At the moment she was dying, I was dreaming about her. I had dreamt about a home before I moved into it, even the color of the kitchen, where the windows were, everything. You know, I have been kind of psychic my whole life. I am 66 years old now. I do not drink drug. I don't even smoke weed. I don't do anything, you know, and a lot of times these weird bruises come up on my arm. In fact, I got one the other night. It feels like a poke, like somebody's poking me with a needle. And then there's a bruise there. Another time I felt something hot on my arm and a scratch just appeared. I take pictures of these odd bruises that appear on my body, like somebody's pinching me or touching me. I have seen UFOs. I have heard of a lot of people that have had, we call them the hairy man, Sasquatch stories on the reservation. And also I lived on the Navajo reservation, and they have the skinwalker stories down there, and that was pretty spooky down there. But anyway, my name is Lynn Eaglefeather, and I do have a lot of ghost stories. If you would want to call me and listen to a few or edit a couple of stories that I do have, and I could tell you the spookiest one is the lady that I saw standing at my sink, but she had no feet. My son had a near-death experience. My oldest son, he died for 2.5 minutes. The other two kids, teenage kids, died, and he said they had no feet. And they were just looking at each other, and then they brought my son back to life. And those kids kept coming into the room, in the hospital room, and asking him, "What happened? What happened?" They were whispering to him. But he told me that they were scared. They were all scared because they didn't know what was happening at that time that they were leaving this earth. And in our culture, we believe that if they don't go to the other side, then they are wandering souls. So we have ceremonies to send them home, to send them on to the other side. But my son made it back, and he sees things. We all see things. When we go through traumatic experiences, and especially during this pandemic, the thinning of the veil, we were seeing things, you know, in our apartments. My neighbors were, I live in a building that was on some haunted, not some haunted, but it's old part of Denver. I live in Denver, Colorado. So this is the old part of town. So there's a lot of places around here, you know, that have been here since the beginning of Denver. And that's where I live. I have been even hauntings and this new, brand new building that we live in. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you or that you tell my story.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.